To motivate our study for the structured case, we're going to revisit the unstructured perturbation first. We're going to consider a constant matrix problem to begin with. But we're given a main matrix. What we want to do is find the smallest perturbation, a constant matrix perturbation, with no structures imposed on delta, in the sense that the norm of delta is smallest, such that the determinant of identity minus m delta equals 0. Actually, if you think about it, this is like if you have a feedback loop of m delta, the loop is going to be singular. It's not invertible. Transform function is not invertible. Now, it's fairly easy. We can define such quantities as alpha minimum, which is the smallest, of course, the smallest delta such that determinant I identity minus m delta is equal to 0. And this can be equivalently say, described as a constant alpha such that determinant identity minus alpha m delta equal to 0. And obviously, from this characterization, we can see that alpha must be the spectrum radius of m delta, the maximum spectrum radius of m delta. So we get a characterization of alpha inverse is actually equal to the maximum spectrum radius of m delta, and which of course, as we know by small gain theorem, is that this quantity is equal to the largest single waves of m. And we can find a smallest destabilizing delta, as we have did before, and when we proved the small gain theorem, which is in this case is now is a very, very special case. So what we have done is that we can actually define the largest single values of a matrix by as a function of 1 over smallest perturbation, such as the determinant of identity minus m delta equal to 0. Now, the reason we are doing this is that we can generalize the idea to the general case where the perturbation could be structured.